Okay, my name is Amanda Pendleton. I am 18 years old. Today is September 21st, 2019, and I'm speaking with James Pendleton, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Christiansburg, Virginia. Okay. How do I do this? Nope. Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Oh my goodness. Positive events. My dad was tried to be positive. Was not college educated, but he was a very smart man and learned a lot from him. Learned a lot from him. I had a good time with him. Mm-hmm. Mother was a school teacher. Yeah, that would be my positive. Negatives. I guess everybody has negatives. Mm-hmm. I try not to ever dwell on anything negative.
That's good.
You know, I've had divorces. Mm-hmm. They were definitely negative. You know, you hate to go through that. But I try not to think of the negative. I try to always go positive. Just like when you, just for people. Mm-hmm. I always try to go positive. I always look for the good things, not the bad things. Bad things are easy to look for, mm-hmm. easy to find. So, how's that?
It's good.
You're smiling.
Yeah. The other day when I did the interview with my friends, afterwards, they were just stared at me. I was like, what? And they were like, you smiled the whole time.
Well, that's good. That's a great thing. I'm smiling.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories? Like, anytime, anywhere, one memory that stands out, be like the happiest.
Well, when your kids are born, mm-hmm. there's happy times with your kids. And then we have grandkids come along. And, oh, it's just a different set of happiness. It's different. When you're able to spend time with your grandkids, there's not a bad moment. All the moments are good. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have to mention my two little puppies too.
Yes.
The unconditional love they give. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have happy times. I try a lot of ways to be happy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always work, but you know. It's so much easier to be happy than to be sad, and but you know, the kids, grandkids, yeah, they top the list, mm-hmm. and of course, your relationship with your wife,
yeah,
it all fits in. Just so the good outdo the bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I'm doing this right. That's okay. That's kind of the same question. Do you have a favorite memory of me? Or favorite memories of me?
Oh, my goodness. I was close to you. You were my son's oldest. And what we remember is that you were a lovable little girl. You will always have bruises. You always fell down. And it was like, oh my goodness. You always had an assortment of bruises. Mm-hmm. And it was like, she will learn to be coordinated one of these days.
I'm still waiting on that. The other day, I just have bruises everywhere, and people comment about it all the time.
Yeah.
We were just sitting in the common room, and my RA, one of his past residents, came to visit. And he came and he was like, what happened to you? I was like, it just happens, okay? Like, it just get happens. Bruises.
Yeah.
They just show up and wake up with new bruises. They don't know where they're from.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, you were funny. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It was a treat. Every time, whoa, what'd you do this time? Mm-hmm. I can remember when you walked off the deck around the pool. It was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Those are memories. They're not quite, but they were, you know, it turned out well. You didn't get severely hurt.
Yep, not until I was older.
Yeah.
I break myself. Okay. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Oh, having my kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, trying to be a positive role model for them, mm-hmm. and pass it on through your parents, mm-hmm. and then pass it on through you, and well, that's hands down, you know. Always try to be a good neighbor too. Try to do the right thing. Had one of the neighbors that I didn't even think liked me, and he introduced me to somebody as one of the good guys.
Aww.
He just one of the good guys, and he was like, wow, yeah. I didn't even think you liked me, you know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, definitely my grandkids, the kids. I didn't always do the right thing. I wanted to always do the right thing, mm-hmm. but it didn't come out that way. You just do the best you can. Mm-hmm. Learn from your mistakes.
Do you have any regrets? Just from anything?
Yeah. Well, of course. We always have mm-hmm. regrets. A marriage that went sour. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's tough. Regret that ever happened.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, too much more. You know, there's always small regrets you have. Maybe you weren't, you had words with somebody. You know, it's not how I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather talk about things than things get out of control and you end up saying things you regret.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to keep that down to a minimum.
Yeah. I need to work on that.
You do? Oh.
Especially with mommy and daddy.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that you're out now, you're being independent,
mm-hmm.
and it's a difference in life. Of course, you've had some independence if you've gone along in high school and all that, but you're working out. Yeah. Your parents miss you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It was the first time you've been away for any length of time.
Earlier today, Daddy said, "We've missed you," and I said, "I've been really busy and I've not missed you guys, really." And he was like, "Well, it probably shouldn't have said that."
Yeah.
Well, being honest.
Yeah, you just knocked him down a notch or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely misses you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're close. You need anything, you just holler.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He's not able to be that right now. Close, able to help
yeah.
him type thing. And it's up to you. You're on your own, so up to you whether you what you achieve in life and how you achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got confidence in you completely.
You. It's interesting having to I'm in control of what I do now,
yeah.
to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it's all on me. And I like it. I like having the responsibility and the
feels good.
Knowing I can get it done.
Yeah.
And do what I need to do.
And you really don't have anybody standing over you going, did you do your homework? Yeah. Did you do this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, going to class is up to me.
Oh, yeah. I hope that's not a problem.
No, it's not.
No, I didn't think it was.
One of the football players comes into our suite two nights ago, very frazzled looking. We're like, are you okay? He's like, I have a physics test. I haven't been to the lecture in 3 weeks.
It's
like,
girl.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
So that probably did not go well for him.
Hmm.
It's okay. They'll figure it out. They don't really have any rules.
Well, just like I said, I have confidence that you'll try to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You won't always hit the mark, but you'll try.
Yeah. It's my best.
Yeah. Can't ask for anything more.
Thank you.
Don't ask anything.
Okay.
True or false, yes.
So, those were like the questions that like they like prompted.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I think would be cool to talk about is all of the different like jobs you've had and like cool stories from working with all of them.
Oh, we could talk forever on that. Different people I've been around.
And yeah.
Different jobs I've done. Mm-hmm. And all the crazy things that's happened. Yeah. I've been with some characters. A lot of people I was fond of, mm-hmm. worked well with. One in particular, I could tell tales for a very long time. He was the type of person that you would come to work and you could see the coffee trail where he would talk with his hands holding a cup of coffee. And it'd be coffee splashed all up and down.
Oh, man.
You know where he, oh, Steve's here, you mm-hmm. know. But
he's
he was,
funny.
Yeah, he was one of those that, he took me water skiing one time.
Uh-huh.
He borrowed one of his friend's boats, and I got in the water. It's the first time I've ever been. Well, we went from dead stop to flat out. It's just fast as that boat would ever go,
uh-huh.
and they were hollering back, you know. I've never skied before. And I went for a very long time because I was afraid of falling because he was flying.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, these. Then he pulled me up. The second time he pulled me up, I pulled muscle in my leg, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
But he was just, it was like he would grin, and from a dead stop, he put it full throttle, and you just rip snort down the lake. But he was, there's a lot of characters like that. Some people were quiet, and some people were just talk all the time. I was kind of in the middle.
What was like the craziest thing you've had to deal with? Like you walked in and you're just like, oh man.
It's things like I went to a many, many, many years ago. It was just a place, a hole in the wall, and mm-hmm. a bar. And I was working on it, and this woman come up, and she had way, way too much to drink, and she cornered me. And I like to not escape from that woman. But there's... that's just funny times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look back at it and just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I had one professional woman in the Blacksburg area
mm-hmm.
many years ago. And she said, I came in, she had a problem. She said, that box on the floor is making a noise. And she said, wait a minute. And it made a noise. I said, okay. Walk with me. I walked her out in the hallway and I said, you need to put a 9-volt battery in your smoke alarm. She looked at me and she says, raise your right hand, swear to me that you will not use my name when you tell this story. It was just, she just was like,
oh man.
Just took it so easy.
That is so funny.
Yeah. She made me, and I told her, I said, of course I won't use your name, but I have to tell this.
Yes.
And she said, I know you do.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh.
The fire alarm. Those go off a lot on campus. All the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I could say that would not be appropriate for this. That would be, because we've dealt with all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, nobody ever gets a name, but all people that work in the service with, you know, around other people at their houses or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's so many tales.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. But, like I say, most of it, you just look at it and go, smile and keep doing what you're doing, and, you know. But those were the ones that I could tell that are not too bad.
Alrighty.
You know.
Do you have any funny stories of my dad when he was younger that he doesn't like people to know?
I don't know if he likes people to know. He would always...
Or that he doesn't tell often.
Well, one time when he was real young,
mm-hmm.
he must have got up in the middle of the night and he hid beside the doorway. Must have been for hours waiting for me to get up.
Uh-huh.
So when I walked through the doorway, he could scare me. Jumped out at me. And it was like, I always remembered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he just, it was like, you know, he had to have been there
for
the
wee
hours of the morning. Yes. But he'd hid, and, you know, he was just a little thing. He was always more mature. It was like, he was the person, even at a young age,
mm-hmm.
that when you would go out, he would double check to be sure the oven was off, that nobody, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just something that he would glance at. He was that way from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he did dismantle a few things over his younger years and put back together.
Yeah.
And he was the... I don't think I ever had to say, did you get your homework?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was sort of done. And I don't think I ever, in his whole life, did I ever have to say that. I'm sure you can tell some bad things he's done.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, he's always been, I don't know if he's changed a whole lot.
Every morning, he still, like, walks through our, like, that rooms in our house and makes sure things are unplugged, things are off, the lights are off.
Yeah, he's always done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did it. I guess he just followed mm-hmm. after what I did. Hope it's not too of an eccentric habit I've given him.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh. If we leave our like phone chargers plugged in, like when we don't have anything plugged into them, he will hide them
uh-huh.
or hang them places to annoy us. That's we get home and we're like, "Where's the charger?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "I don't know. You have to find it."
Yeah. Huh. You know, I was, at one point I was also on a volunteer fire department,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it might have shaped some of it, you know, responding to calls and, you know,
mm-hmm.
what would, you know, because I would pass along what would happen, you know, what had happened in this thing, and that might have shaped him a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever rescue anyone? when you were in the fire department?
No. Didn't have to retrieve a body and wasn't required to rescue anyone. The body thing, I'll take that back. I just remembered two of them. It wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. This is something you have to do.
Yeah.
It was required of you. But it wasn't a nice thing.
Yeah. You know. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah. Some people can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of gross. To talk about it, what it actually was. I mean, it's a human that has that's died, and one of them, there was very little left, so it was, that was fairly impersonal, because you did not have a human shape, and it was just parts that, you know. But it was definitely an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Woo. Because in the middle of the night, you go from a dead sleep to completely involved in whatever you're doing. I mean, it happens very quickly.
Yeah. What was, like, the biggest fire that you had to put out? Like, were there any, like, fully involved houses?
Oh, yeah. The biggest ones were mutual aid. We run to I had to help out another city that had a small fire department, and when they have major buildings burn, you have to call for help.
Yeah.
And different towns would send apparatus and manpower.
Yeah.
And biggest ones probably a couple of school fires, one in Appalachia, Virginia, and one in Big Stone. They were probably the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time your mutual aid shows up, it's all over.
Yeah.
You're just keeping it from spreading to something else, and it's, most of them are completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, we did save, you did good. You didn't get save them all, but one of the scariest is when you go up the road and everybody else is leaving.
Yeah.
Everybody's leaving the area, and the fire is at the local powder plant where they make explosives, and everybody's just running their cars, kids, dogs, driving off as fast as they can, and that's kind of get your attention.
Yeah, that'd be really scary.
Yeah. There's just one of those, and it was just a minor thing.
That's good.
Yeah. And that was before the time that everything was so strict now. Using the air apparatus that they breathe through.
Yeah.
This was a time that you did use them on the real bad stuff, but most generally you didn't.
Yeah.
And it wasn't required. And it was a period of time that everything has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in that transition period. Prior to that, there was very little use with they called them Scott Air Packs.
Mm-hmm.
And then more time went on, the laws became stricter, and you were required to use them. But when I did it, I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Did you have to ever save a cat from a tree?
No.
It's like the classic.
Didn't have anything like that. No.
Gotta go find a cat. I'm surprised we didn't have the fire department come get the bear out of the tree.
A tech. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Kept climbing. We're like, oh, it's purple. Yeah. It did though. That was crazy.
Yeah, it is. To make it that far on campus. Mhm. Like all the people would have scared it off.
Just kept going.
Yeah.
My friend was like, how did no one notice? Yeah. They got this far on campus. My dad said, they probably noticed, they probably just didn't care.
Yeah.
That's how we were. We just thought it was cool. We were like, oh, there's a bear.
Yeah.
We didn't believe anyone at first. They were like, oh, there's a bear outside. We're like, oh, there's not.
Yeah.
There's not a bear. We're like, no, there's a bear. And we could see it out our window.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about when your dad was young.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the one that looked out the door, and he said, there's somebody crouched down beside the car. And, nope, that's not a person. That's a bear.
That's funny.
Yeah, definitely. What else are we going to talk about? You know, the times that we used to have the pool,
mm-hmm.
You all used to come down and play in that water, and I'd get in and play, and it was good times.
Yeah.
And it went on for years, and then everybody gets a little bit older and start doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there was some good times.
I remember the pool.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time outside, which was always fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had those deck boards that you'd slide your feet on and you'd get splinters.
Yeah. You're crying, and Daddy had to take us into the bathroom and use the tweezers. Pull out. I remember you used to pee in the grass. Right there.
Yes.
We had to go to the bathroom and we're wet in our bathing suits. We would just pull our bottoms down and pee right there.
But y'all were itty bitty.
Yeah. The little kids.
Yeah, very little. Yeah, that's funny.
I always thought it was so much more private over here than just over there, but there's absolutely nothing that's private about it.
But people think we're terrible for letting y'all do that.
It's okay. We'll be walking down the streets and people are like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, not right here. And people will walk off and go into the woods and just go to the bathroom on campus. Like, we're this close to the buildings. It's okay.
I guess it's private enough.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about next?
I don't know. I had an idea earlier and I can't remember now. Oh. This came to me when we were talking. But what is like the most major world event that like you distinctly remember in your lifetime?
Oh, the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And vivid every second of it.
Yeah.
Most definitely, that was the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
But, didn't know where I was sitting.
Really?
Know exactly what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the top of the list, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Sophomore year in high school, we did like a whole big project relating to it. My teacher teaches every year because she doesn't want anyone to forget because it has had such a big impact on her life. So we read about it, we watched documentaries about it, we talked to people about it, like people who were there and are willing to talk about it. And every single person that I've ever spoken to or heard about it knows exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Where they were, like vividly. Because my grade is the last grade to have been alive for it, because we were all babies. We were born in 2001. And so everyone younger than us was not alive, which is kind of crazy to think about.
You know, prior to this, the thing was the Kennedy assassination. Mm-hmm. And but this is the one I remember very vivid. Mm-hmm. Very vivid.
My English teacher always said that people who are in New York talk about it with ease, and people who are in Virginia never talk about it.
Huh.
She just noticed, and it's something that's interesting. Mm. But, I feel like it's like a very taboo subject sometimes.
I never noticed that. I will pay attention from now on.
I guess at least people that were in like Northern Virginia
mm-hmm.
tend to not talk about it as much as people who were in New York.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was in their city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was preparing for this project, my English teacher had us listen to two or a couple StoryCorps like snippets that they have published on their website. And the first one I listened to was about 9/11. And the second one I listened to was about the Virginia Tech shooting.
Well, I was fixing to say, the Virginia yeah. Tech is right up there with it for mm-hmm. us.
Yeah,
because, so you know, I can still remember the sirens
mm-hmm.
Coming down the interstate to get to Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a hard time.
Yeah.
Very hard.
My English teacher was actually talking to us about it the other day. She did a paper essay. I don't remember how this came up, but it had to do with this project. She was talking about afterwards, that fall after it happened, how she came in, and that she had never seen the students care so much about each other, and that for Enter Sandman, it's usually very like jovial and like exciting. You can feel the energy is very like electric. She said that fall, every single game for Enter Sandman, it was more like warriors than fans. That it was almost like the kids were trying to like scare the opponents off. Like they were so, it was like they were so deeply invested in each other, and they cared so much for each other that those three, like the grades that were there during the shooting, that it was more than just the entrance to the games, which is very interesting thing about, because entertainment is just like such a big part of like any Hokie's life.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it gives you chill bumps.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just thinking about it. The first game a couple weeks ago, I was getting mad at my friends because they were not going to the game fast enough. I was like, we need to go right now. We need to go. I'm not missing Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
We were there in time. But they were like, calm down. I was like, no, not calming down. But it's such a crazy experience.
Yeah, just to experience when the team enters the stadium and it's playing, it just runs mm-hmm. all over you. I mean, it's just something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's excited.
I know the exact note that they come out on. I've listened to it so many times. I'm like, we could be like listening to it. We were in my friend's kitchen the other day, and my friend turned on Enter Sandman as like a joke for me. And I was like, and right now, the football team is coming out of the tunnel. And they were like, oh, Amanda.
Yeah.
It was funny. But.
Huh.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know a lot of stats about it.
Yeah.
I don't quite follow it that much, but
yeah.
Enjoy watching them play. You can talk the... You can talk the talk on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Uh-oh. We're going to get something serious now.
Probably for, like, the last question. What is, like, the biggest thing you want me to know in life? Like, the biggest lesson you want me to know?
Oh, my.
Finish off this big one.
You should have warned me about this one. But... try to be happy. Mm-hmm. Try to do the right thing. Treat people as best you can. Mm-hmm. If anything's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Try to excel. And you know, try to have an enjoyable life. Mm-hmm. Whatever you attempt. Mm-hmm. You know, you can take advice on things from your parents and from other people, but, you know, that it all boils down to you. What you want to do in life and how you like want your life to go. Mm-hmm. From the simple thing of where do you want to live, what you want to do, who do you want to be with. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it. Have kids, not have kids. But it's basically your life.
Yeah. Have doggies. You're hot.
Yeah, when somebody tells you something, it's not really... I mean, you take their advice. You weigh it. You mm-hmm. think about it. You discuss it. But it's their life, not you know, yours is yours. Mm-hmm. I have confidence you will do very well.
Thank you. Alrighty.
We done?
We're done.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Thank you for doing this for me.
My pleasure.
All done. Yes.